All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And I want to start off with a big one down in the Southeastern Conference, as the world's largest outdoor cocktail party will take place. And it has big-time ramifications. And I'm talking about the 8th-ranked Georgia Bulldogs clashing with the 6th-ranked Gators of Florida. Now, the winner of this contest will have the inside track in regards to winning the SEC East. And they will also remain in the hunt to make the college football playoff. Now, Georgia had that tough loss a few weeks ago at home to South Carolina. They got back on track with their win versus Kentucky, and like Florida, they're coming into this contest on a bye. And it's going to come down to better play from quarterback Jake Fromm. But then on top of that, Georgia needs their running game to get going, and they need to get DeAndre Swift the ball early and often. And if he can't get it going running, get him some touches coming out of the big out of the backfield as a receiver. He needs to get going, because as he goes, so does this Georgia team. Now, on the flip side for Florida, I look at Kyle Trask. He's coming along under the tutelage of head coach Dan Mullen, and the Gators have now had an additional week to get Trask ready for another tough defense. We saw Florida have their hands full a few weeks ago at LSU. But I look at this Florida defense. They're getting healthy. 29 team sacks and 12 interceptions. They're going to make life tough for Jake Fromm, because remember, we saw the South Carolina defense pin their ears back and really come after Fromm a few weeks ago. And I guarantee you that Florida defensive coordinator Todd Grantham is definitely going to try to heat him up. This is going to be a back and forth affair, arguably one of the better games of the year. And I'm going to take Florida in a tight one by the score of 24-23. Now, in the Pac-12, it's going to be the 9th-ranked Utes of Utah traveling to Seattle to take on the Washington Huskies. Now, Washington is looking to spoil Utah's chances of winning the Pac-12. But you look at this Utah offense with quarterback Tyler Huntley and running back Zach Moss, and they really have the effect of two downhill runners that can put some wear and tear on an opposing defense. I look at this Utes defense. They're ranked 3rd in the nation, and they already have 9 interceptions, and they're going to come after quarterback Jacob Eason to try to make him uncomfortable. Washington needs to get their running game going with Salvin Ahmed, while they want to rely on their defense that already has 8 interceptions. But it's hard to believe that a Chris Peterson coach team could lose 3 conference games at home this season, but I think that's the case, and I'm going to take Utah over Washington in this contest by the score of 34-27. Now, a huge one Saturday night in the American Athletic Conference, as we're talking about the 15th-ranked Mustangs from SMU come in with an undefeated record to take on the 24th-ranked Memphis Tigers with first place in the AAC West on the line. We've seen what Texas transfer Shane Buechele has been able to do in his first season at SMU, and you can make the case that aside from being the AAC newcomer of the year, he could also be the AAC offensive player of the year. But this Mustangs offense is a big time problem for opposing defenses. I look at running back Xavier Jones and wide receiver Reggie Roberson Jr. They know how to put some pressure on opposing defenses. And speaking of defense, this SMU defense can bring it, as they already have 36 team sacks to go along with 9 interceptions, and they want to put some pressure on Memphis quarterback Brady White. But aside from White, Memphis also has Kenneth Gainwell at running back, and this guy is one of the more explosive players in the nation. This is going to be a back and forth affair, and the last team with the football wins, I'm going to take SMU on the road by the score of 37-34. And finally, in Los Angeles, you're going to have the 7th-ranked Ducks of Oregon traveling to the Coliseum to take on the USC Trojans. And this is a potential Pac-12 title game preview because USC right now is in first place in the Pac-12 South. But you look at this Oregon team, and they are loaded with quarterback Justin Herbert, running back C.J. Verdell, and a defense that has already forced 14 interceptions this year. This Oregon defense, they can fly around the football, and they want to make life tough for SC quarterback Keaton Slovis, who has come on as the year has progressed. Had a solid game last week versus Arizona, and he wants to keep that momentum going, especially if he can get the football to wide receiver Michael Pittman Jr. But this Oregon team is tough. The Pac-12 North is much better than the Pac-12 South, and I think Oregon's going to go to L.A. and flex their muscles this Saturday night, and I'm going to take the Ducks by the score of 34-24. So those are my key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.